Cliff Central Revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
The startup stage of a company. That is surprisingly when you can tell if a company will survive or not. Some would say that it is here that the odds are stacked against everyone. You can have networks, resources, even revenue, but all the businesses have to stand the true test of time, public scrutiny, and scaling. At the starting line is someone we've had on the show before, Nelly Lepoto. She's been a cleaner for 10 years, and she's here to tell us about the business that she's in the process of starting. It seems like there's a magic to just starting. Let's see where her starting line is, what she plans to have her run look like, and where she plans to land. Hi, Nelly.
Hi, Tulita. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Sisters.
Hi, Mbali.
Hello, sisters, hi, brothers, Mbali, everybody. Hi. What's up? But you in particular, sisters, unjani?
Nkwana gunjani.
Niyaphila.
Yeah.
Damn, it's good to have you back.
Mm,
you're looking good. You have that startup, that business glow about you, you know?
Oh, thank
you. That confidence, even when you walked in.
Thank you.
I can see. You're now a self-made.
Is it?
Woman, or in the process at least.
Yeah.
Ne? Does it feel good?
Yeah, but it's difficult, hey?
Okay, so let's get into that difficulty. When you were last here, we had a great conversation about the advertising agency where you're still working. You seemed very happy at the time. So I want to know from you what's happened between now and then that has made you take the decision to do your own thing, to start your own thing. Because remember when we spoke, I've never heard somebody say such nice things about the company they work in, honestly. Because you felt like it was such an empowering space, you know, you felt like you were more than just a cleaner. The business was supportive to you in terms of like, I think they had paid for you to, was there some course that they paid for you to do?
Yes.
Yeah, so there'd been things like that where they were like really trying to build you up, you know? So you were really happy being an employee. But now what makes you go from, okay, you know, I'm a cleaner, I'm lucky because I'm working for a company that works, that pays me well, that treats me well. What makes you go from that point to going, I can do my own thing. I don't need this company.
My decision is to empower and motivate a young adults and people. Around me.
Unemployed people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are you starting?
I'm starting my business for a cleaning company.
Is it something you're passionate about, or is it that you're more passionate about creating employment for others?
Yes, I'm trying to create a more a job for an unemployed person.
But are you also passionate about cleaning?
Yes.
You know, I remember because, like, I've made decisions in my life where, you know, it would have been easier to finish my degree. It would have been easier to get a job or to stay in a job, right? But I've actually had to decide, even though it's risky, I would be better off doing something by myself. But it's a scary decision, you know? But I'm always driven by purpose. So you seem to have a purpose, right? Like, you want to create employment. You want to inspire young people. Mm. But isn't it scary?
It's a scary decision. It's a scary thing. I always ask myself that this thing is going to happen. It's going to, like, I'm going to manage to do it. How can I get the clients? You know, I think for looking for a client, I think it's a difficult thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me, you've decided to stay in your job while you do this?
Yes.
At the same time?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave my job.
What took you so long, do you think, to decide to do this?
The reason why it takes me so long because I wasn't thinking that I can make things. I can make something else. I was looking for myself only, not other people. Yeah, I was like saying, okay, I've got job. I have to looking for my job, not like everything else in the side. Yeah.
And then what changed?
Because I see a lot of people are not working, and then the lots of people, they don't have metric. And then if I can, I was sitting down and thinking by myself that how can I help these people to get something? So I think I shared this thing with my friends. I said to them, yo, I'm thinking to open a cleaning company so that we can help people that they're not working. And then if our company is going well, we can maybe take them to school. Yeah. So my friend said, no, yeah, it's fine. I went to it and speak to other lady, Amanda. I was just talking to Amanda. Amanda, take that seriously.
Yeah, sure.
She's pushing me every day. She was asking me, how far are you now? How right. far are you now? So I see that this is a serious thing.
Okay.
I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've started to believe in yourself slowly.
Yeah.
Just by talking about it. It helps, huh?
Yeah.
So is it going to be cleaning for companies or is it going to be cleaning for homes? What is the scale?
It's going to be cleaning for everything. Home, company, hotels. Yeah.
Where do you want to start? Even if it's small, but for you it's manageable and that's where you'll build your reputation. Where do you want
Maybe
to start?
Maybe the offices. I think the offices is, we're going to start there. It's the easy way, I think, because I've been working for the offices a long time, for the office a long time. I think,
So how do you get into the offices like that? So for now, you're working at an office. Do you think that you could maybe speak to the boss and ask him if you can change the nature of your relationship to maybe that he employs your company rather than employs you? And in a way, he tests you in the company, in the place that you're familiar with.
He or she?
He or she, yes.
No. I'm fine to hire. To take me, maybe to hire my company to work for them. I'm happy to work with them. Not taking my company as an agent, sending other people to them. I know them very well. So I think I'm the only person who can deal with them.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
But at right. the same time, aren't you the only person that could train people to know how to deal with them?
I know. I can train people during my time. With my time, maybe weekends, I can do that. During the week, after working hours, I can do that. I don't want to disturb my bosses with their jobs, you know.
So do you also think maybe, you know, once you've been working somewhere for a long time, people get used to you. And then you come to them with a business and now you say, okay, I have a business, pay my business. Do you think that would be difficult? Do you think they would maybe take advantage? They wouldn't take you as seriously?
Yeah, I think so.
How do you imagine? No, okay, so let's try and stage this a bit, right? So how do you imagine this conversation would go with your boss? If you said, hi, okay, so, you know, I've been working here for a while. And I think that I have an idea to start this business. I've noticed that you guys have A, B, and C needs. And I think because I have experience cleaning in this company, that I'm able to meet those needs. And what I want is to start a business where I can recruit more cleaners.
I know they can help me with that if I can tell them. It's just me. I don't want them to help me. I'm fine with their salary.
Do you plan to have things like websites, social media pages so that you can advertise?
Yeah, I can advertise. I'm planning to advertise.
So tell us, how far are you in the process?
Yeah, we're trying to speak with other lady, with Lindy Ware. So we're still waiting for her because she's a busy lady.
She's a very busy lady.
Yeah, she said she will advise us. She will help us.
And so if no one, if no one advises you, say she's too busy. And you know, you have to wait for months and months.
No, I can't wait for months and months. I will take the other step. So the step that I can take is I can go to register my company first. After registering my company and advertising my company. So looking for a client. When I get client, so taking people to go there, it will depend with money because I know cleaners, they don't get that much. But I don't want them to not getting that much.
Who do you already have an idea of people that you will, cleaners that you will hire?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm staying in location. There's a lot of people there looking for a job.
Nice. It's going to work like a network, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, very that's nice. Really great. That's actually
That's great.
It's a big advantage to have that, to already have people, because it's hard to get people. What has been the hardest thing so far? So that's one hard thing. But what else has been hard? You said money.
The other thing that it's hard for me. I didn't know how to register the company. But as I spoke to Lindiwe, Lindiwe will help with that.
Okay.
If Lindiwe is busy, I will try to get someone else to help me.
Mm.
Yeah, to getting clients, I don't think it's going to be that monstrous, because I know a lot of people, they promising
mm-hmm.
me to help.
Mm.
And I've got a lot of friends.
Why did you say promising like that?
Because people, they can promise you not fulfill their promise.
It's true.
Yeah. So I've got a lot of friends who's owning their business. They're promising me that, go ahead, we will help you. We'll call your agents to come and help us.
Mm.
Stuff like that.
So
I've got that hope.
Mm.
Okay, so people have been supportive, huh?
Mm.
How do you plan to work out the payment structure?
Yeah, to work out the payment structure, it will depend that the client how much it pays me. Before I hire people, I have to get a client, a business first.
Mm.
When I'm getting that business, we negotiate about the salary, that how much they're going to pay me.
Huh.
So when I'm going to ask people to come, and clean,
right.
I'll already tell you that how much are you going to get a month. I'm not going to pay them with hour, because I think that is going to cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to lead with getting the business first.
Yes.
So your operation, nothing happens if you don't first have the client.
Yes.
That's very smart.
The way we needed to do that.
I'm not going to hire a person. They're using money to go there.
Yeah.
Afterwards, they're not going to get paid. They've got a responsibility, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
I'm so glad you're realistic about that. You know what? I'm learning so much from you right now, actually, because promises don't pay the bills.
At all, the way.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You can have the best intentions. You can promise people, here's my vision. We're going to do A, B, and C. I'm going to be able to pay you this, but just trust me for now. And if it doesn't happen, if at the end of the day there's no business, there's no client, what's the point?
The other trend I've also seen is that people tend to try and pay late. I don't know if it has to do with gaining interest, and so they pay you late, but they gain interest on what they're supposed to pay you. But it's nice when, as a practice, you're putting money at the front.
Yes.
So like you're talking about it, so they know that there's a seriousness about the way that you handle payment.
Mm.
So they can't be, you're not tiptoeing around it. And I think that's a very important approach.
Yeah, because when you're asking someone to help you, you're supposed to thank him or him. You're supposed to pay, because you're using money to go to work. You're using money to buy food.
Mm.
You're using money to pay rent.
Mm.
So if you take your last money, go to work, man, and you're not getting anything, how are you going to survive?
No, but it's so true. And the thing is, I think, it almost helps that you're working with people who you know are unemployed and don't have resources, right? So you can't even ask that of them anyway, because they won't be able to get to work. So you've got to first have money from the client to be able to give your staff to be able to come to work.
Yes.
Otherwise, so I think a lot of people spend a lot of time using their own resources. I mean, I know we've used so many of our own resources, hoping we're going to get to a point where we get paid.
Mm.
But it's almost a privilege when you don't have those resources at all, because actually you can't move, you can't do anything without money.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, we've actually been riding on our luxury of being able to afford to take the tab.
Exactly. And it's a mistake that people make over and over and over again. And it's this mindset, I think, that we get from somewhere. This like business 101 mindset where like you've got to put in your own capital.
Or like for exposure or for connections, and then the money will come.
Mm.
And sometimes it just never comes.
You've got to make the sacrifice. You've got to use your own resources. You've got to, sacrifice your time.
But sometimes you've got that hope that one day.
Yeah.
And you'll never know when is one day. When is that one day?
Yeah, and then by then you've wasted. I mean, because time is also precious, right? Because I think for those people and for you as well, every hour that you spend on an opportunity that isn't going to happen is an hour that you could actually spend at work earning money.
Exactly. You're right.
And but I think what's also hard to balance out is when you don't have a reputation versus when you don't and you don't have resources. So you don't have a reputation and you don't have resources. Sometimes the balance is, should I first do something so that they know that I'm good at what I do so that they pay me? Or should I ask them for money immediately, even though they don't know how good I am? I mean, I know so we've definitely
weighed out. That's a great question. How are you going to convince people?
I have to send people, let's say maybe I'm getting that business during the week. So by weekend, I have to send my people to make sure that they clean everything, windows and stuff. That people, I'm going to pay them with my money, not with their money that they're going to pay when the time goes on.
Okay, so there is then maybe a sacrifice that you're willing to make the first time so that you can at least do the job first before the client pays you.
Yeah.
But you've got to make sure you at least have a contract or an agreement with the clients and they're going to let you come in and clean.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But then if they're not satisfied with your work?
So obvious, I'm losing
their
business.
Okay.
But would you be the kind of boss that goes in and checks every window and checks the...
No, I don't have time for that.
Okay.
No. I want my employee to be happy, not following them. They are not a child. They know what they're supposed to do. I want people like that. When I'm sending them to the place, they have to do whatever they're supposed to do there.
I want to talk more about this, and you kind of shied away from it earlier, and maybe you'll shy away from it again, but I think there must be things in your job now as a cleaner that have taught you what to do and what not to do as a boss.
I'm not going to do things to other person that I don't like it to do it for myself.
Because cleaning is this kind of job, and now I want to talk about like what's going to make you stand out, you know, both to your employees, so the cleaners that you're going to hire, what's going to make you stand out, what's going to make them want to work with you, and I also want to talk about what's going to make companies want to work with you, right? When you're in the room and you're pitching, and you now have to sell Nelly and Nelly's experience and Nelly's ideas, okay? So what are you not willing to accept? No matter how much money somebody's offering you. Say I'm a company and I'm offering you 100,000 rand. Okay, on your first job, because it's a really big job and I have a lot of money. What things are you not willing to accept? Because it's important to you for you, like you said now, for your staff to be happy. What are you not willing to accept?
I'm not gonna accept when they mess up with my staff. That one I'm not going to stand for. And then the other things, I'm not going to accept if they're going to follow my stuff all the time. They phoning me. There's a complaint. That one I'm not going to take it. You know, people, they're complaining with a little thing. They're going to complain with that cup, that this cup is sitting here for 3 hours or for 2 hours. Why don't you take that cup? Okay, they can tell them. They can tell them that. But like a big issue that's maybe they didn't clean the roof, the ceilings, or the windows, they have to tell me so that I can go and check that they're telling me a truth before I'm punishing my employee.
What would punishment look like?
No, I can speak to them, telling them, like, I can speak to them nicely, not like other people go and speak to them the way they feel, you know.
Yeah.
I can sit down and speak to them, telling them that they said you're leaking there, you're not touching there and there.
I think that's what's going to make people want to work for you, though, is because you've been there and you understand, you know, and you understand the ways in which
because
you
Because I know people, they're complaining with a small thing, a little, things that you can do it for yourself, that this pen was on the floor for 2 days. Why you drop the pen? Why don't you take your pen? Because you're using your pen. You are not a child that if you drop things, you're not going to take it.
No, I would much rather work with somebody who I feel like understands the job, who's done the job, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's going to make you popular with cleaners.
Mm.
But what's gonna be unique about your business that you sell to clients? The fact that you were a cleaner and you've been a cleaner for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's also maybe what's going to make clients want to hire you instead of somebody who's never cleaned? You know, so I'm sure there's a lot of these cleaning companies that are owned by people who have never cleaned a day in their lives.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
So do you think that if you were somebody who owned a company and was looking to hire a cleaning company, would you rather go with somebody who has a cleaning business but has never cleaned, or would you rather go with a cleaner who has a cleaning business?
I think cleaner who has a cleaning business
Why?
Is a good one, because she knows what they want, what she's supposed to do there. She knows everything. You're not going to teach. You're not going to start to teach people, you know.
Mm.
You're taking people that who knows the experience.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if you were to imagine yourself just in 1 year's time, where you would be?
You know, I wish my company, it will be like big, not working for someone else, just sitting, staying in my office, owning my office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About how many people do you think you'll have hired by then?
Maybe more than 20.
Mm.
And what are some of the things that you've learned from cleaning? Things that you've gotten that you didn't think you would ever get? You know? Like, even if it's experiences or people that you've met or things that you've learned that you didn't think were there before in the job, but surprised you about cleaning.
Yeah.
What are those things?
Meeting a different people is a stress, you know. Dealing with the people is a stress. But I learn more.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I learn to be patient, because before I was like shouting people. But now I understand. I'm not shouting anyone. Just telling you, take your cup to the kitchen. If you don't, you don't. I'm not going to follow you. Life goes on. I'm not going to stress in with like small things. I've got so much to do.
So then do you think in a sense that your job as a cleaner has prepared you to start a company?
Yeah, I think so.
If you
an experience for cleaning.
If you'd never been a cleaner, you'd be less confident in what you're doing now.
Mm. I think so.
And you definitely sound like you've picked up on leadership skills, not just being a boss, but like to learn how to lead people, to learn how to
treat people, have difficult
conversations.
Mm. Hmm. And I mean, when you say stuff like, you know, you don't sweat the small stuff, small things, you focus on the big things, you know?
I don't have time for small things.
But at the same time, you've learned a lot of patience.
Yes.
I think those are incredible business qualities. I think actually a lot of business people could learn.
I learned that you must take everything personal. Like, it's a minor. You just listen and live.
But I've heard quite a number of times leaders that say that if you're put in a position to serve, that's when you best learn how to lead.
Mm.
You know, when you are put in a position where you can't necessarily fight, you can't.
Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah.
That's the perfect way to describe it.
So it's great that you picked up on those lessons, because some leave and they're resentful and frustrated. So it's great that you were aware of those things.
There is a beautiful masterclass. There's a series here. Yeah, so I think, you know, there's definitely more we should explore here. I've thoroughly enjoyed having you. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
Yes, I enjoyed to be with you guys.
Okay, so I mean, I want you to say, you know, to the world, to the universe, to all the potential clients
out there.
Oh, first of all, do you have a name for your business?
Yeah.
It's a cleaning, living, hygiene professional.
Okay. So I think it's a bit long.
It's quite long, yeah.
We can work on that. We can work on that. But I like what you're saying.
Cleaning, living, hygiene.
Hygiene.
I like that's living. Beautiful.
I love hygiene as well.
Living in, because it speaks to lifestyle and it's not just a functional thing.
But I love hygiene because it speaks to health. And I think a lot of people are going to love that.
I think, okay, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, so you've got good principles in that name. You've got good ideas in there.
That could be the slogan.
We'll work on it. You know?
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. Okay, so now I want you to speak to the whole world of clients and possible investors, everyone, and convince them to support you. Just say something. 20 seconds, 30 seconds, go.
Hey, I like them to support me, to give me a business so that my company is going to grow up helping people and not working. Yeah, that's what I want to say to them.
Okay, we'll work on that one too. thank you so much for coming, Nels. You definitely taught us a lot, I think, in the short time. We're going to go and reflect. So that's awesome. We can't wait to have you back. We can't wait to see your journey unfold. And we can't, yeah, I mean, I have all the faith in the world that you've got what it takes, you know?
As
you've got that thing.
Thank you.
You know that thing you can't put your finger on?
X-factor.
No. The X-factor. You've got that. Not a lot of people have it. So yeah. I think it's just a matter of, you know, time and resources.
And you've got the confidence to back you up. I think a lot of the times, like 80% is confidence and 20% is skill. Because a lot of people get sold on confidence, and it's not that yours is just fake. So I truly believe that you'll make it. And I want to share this final quote, which I think you really live up to, but it's quite a famous quote. It's by Arthur Ashe, and it says, "Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can."
Nice one.
I think you've managed to do all of those things. But it's definitely a subtle reminder about the power of starting. And I think a lot of times when we have such vivid dreams in our minds, it overwhelms us. You know, it's almost like the clearer your vision is or your dream is, the more scary it is at the potential that you can make it happen. And if I can, where do I start? But it's beautiful to see that you're starting with things close to you, with things that you know, and that's always how incredible things grow. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And we would love to keep up with your growth and your progress. So yeah, we'll definitely get you back on again.
Thanks, darling. Guys. Thank you.
And with that, thank you for joining us on the Made Sessions with CliffCentral.com. And you can get a hold of us by...
I always forget to say the name of our own show.
I know, it's really funny, but it's okay, I got your back.
So our Twitter page is at Made Project, that's M-A-I-D-E Project. And our Facebook page is The Made Sessions. Again, that's M-A-I-D-E. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week.
Peace and love.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.